All right. I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I'm an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. First, you believe it, and then you act like it. Go out there and show the plan and build your business like you already know the rest of the story. Sure. Folks, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. And it's the best way to get your Ambit Energy Week off to a great start, especially this week. And that's why we are making this special call today. We want to say happy Easter to each and every one of you. This is the day that we celebrate the resurrection. And I hope that you've taken some time with your friends and your family. Well, maybe 6 feet apart. But I also hope that you've taken a moment and just reflected on the blessings and the benefits that we have, not only as Americans, but also as believers. And if you haven't taken that moment, it's not too late, okay? Now, it's my pleasure to thank you guys, first of all, for being on this call, because you had a choice. You know, this is a voluntary call, and you guys, we got some great information that needs to go out tonight, and you chose to get on the call. So I congratulate you for being on the call with us tonight. Now it's my pleasure to introduce the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy. He has been for 13 of the last 14 years. He's one of the top 20 income earners in network marketing worldwide, and he's our leader. Please welcome to the call Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate that, Bear, and I, too, want to wish everybody a happy Easter and Passover. You know, it is the holiest day of the Christian faith. I appreciate everybody getting on the call, and because of the importance of what we're going to cover tonight, we decided to give the green light to the call. I've got a very, very special guest on the call tonight, being Scott Hudson, the president of Vista Retail. And, you know, Scott, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hop on a call, particularly on the Easter evening. And we obviously got a whole bunch of anxious and very excited consultants on the call tonight, you know, to hear about the new Texas products and rates. And so, you know, I want to hop right into it. So welcome to the call, Scott.
Brian, first of all, thanks for having me. I really do appreciate being here, and, you know, happy Easter to everyone on the call. You know, before I get into the details, you know, of the new product that we have in Texas, which I'm really excited about, you know, I did want to recognize that, you know, these really are challenging and unprecedented times that we're in, and we appreciate all that the consultants are doing for Ambit in these times of great, really uncertainty. You know, COVID-19 has turned the world and our nation on its head. And I want to emphasize that, you know, Ambit and Vistra are strong. And we have the generation capacity, we have the financial resources to take care of our customers and our consultants in really these difficult times. So with that backdrop in mind, the team wanted to bring to the Texas market a fantastic new product that is secure, stable, and provide savings to a lot of customers in need.
Well, it is trying times, and you know, so many different things are going on in the world of consultants with all the Zoom calls. Yeah. And changing the methodologies and so on and so forth. But I want to jump right in and start by asking you, kind of take it from the beginning and build up, because you know, I've had the distinct honor, actually, and pleasure of, you know, not only working with you and Cindy Seeger, who's the chief marketing officer, but Daryl and Eric, and, you know, just really getting in to looking at, you know, how Vistra does things. And of course, I had the same vantage point when Jerry and Chris had Ambit Energy. And to tell you that I'm impressed at the methodologies, how Vistra does business. And I wish all the consultants on the call could have the same vantage point that I do, from the perspective of there's so many more resources, so many more methodologies, so much more in depth as to how Vistra does business versus the way Ambit did business. And things were incredible under Jerry and Chris. And now, you know, that I've gotten a chance to kind of peep inside the tent a little bit, I tell you, the methodologies that the team uses is just it's extremely impressive, and that's a very conservative way of putting it. So why don't we start there and just talk a little bit about about the methodologies that you guys use to kind of form the foundation that the secured savings plan is built on.
Yeah, no, let me start there, Brian, because we certainly appreciate that. I mean, I know that we seem more deliberate than others at times, but there really is, a method that we use in order to not only identify, what is going to be the best plan in the market, but, for the time that we're in right now. So really, our consumer insights team leverages a number of different proprietary methodologies that we have, to find out what customers, want. And in short, we use a lot of different methodologies, focus group surveys, but we ask our customers what they want and then develop products, around them. The second thing we did, and I think many of you are aware of this because we talked about it earlier in the year, we held listening sessions with consultants, right? So we want to know, what is going to resonate with your customers, find out what you think that your customers want, and then we put that together with our proprietary methodologies. And then the last thing that we did is we spoke with field leaders. We talked to your leaders, and then Brian, as you know, we work closely with you through several sessions to develop these products. So, we're constantly working to grow the Ambit brand and the strength of the Ambit brand. And it might take a little bit longer to develop a product that's based on research, but that is time that is well spent. It's an investment, and we want to make sure that we get it right.
Yeah, absolutely. It reminds me of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, the world-renowned book bestseller that Stephen Covey wrote. And one of those principles was always, start with the end in mind. And I think based on the more structured methodology, not only is the end product better, but the from a consultant's perspective, the end is, how do we acquire a customer? How do we retain that customer for long haul? And that investment in time, though, a lot of consultants wanted it, a month ago or 2 months ago or 3 months ago. After we talk about it tonight, I think everybody will understand that it was a very good investment. So I want to talk about next, based on that foundation, what did the Vistra team, your team, what did you identify as the top 3 priorities in creating the secured plan, savings plan?
I think, we really wanted to try and narrow our focus and work on the 3 things that customers most told us about and that we think that consultants want for their customers. The first and foremost thing, the Ambit Secure Savings Plan, it's designed to provide an automatic discount to the energy charge when a customer uses more than 1,000 kilowatt hours. So the average Texas single family customer uses about 1,200. And what we wanted the plan to do is to fit a wide range of existing and potential Ambit customers. This is not a plan that's just designed for the highest usage customer. We'll call it an everyman's product. That was first. Second, the product had to have stability and peace of mind for our customers and our consultants. As we talked about, these are uncertain times, and we wanted to provide stability and security. So for the first time in Ambit's history, we're offering a 36-month version of this plan. And then the third thing that I would say is that we heard from our consultants and our customers that, hey, just keep it simple so that you as consultants can easily understand and, more importantly, communicate the product's simplicity, its value, and the benefits to the customer in a concise and easy way to understand. So, again, we wanted a automatic savings discount for our customers. Secondly, we wanted stability and peace of mind. And then third, we wanted to keep it simple. So in doing these 3 things, we know that we can create and retain more customers. Brian, as you said, this business is all about getting the right customers and keeping them. And if we can keep them, that means more commissions to you as consultants. That's what we're always striving for, a win-win-win. We're here, we're committed to win for our customers, to win for the consultants, and then the company wins as well.
Yeah, I think that's just so critical. You know, Covey talks about a win-win-win situation, and the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And you know, if the customer doesn't win, no one wins. If only the consultant wins, that doesn't work either. And if only the company wins, that doesn't work either. And if two out of the three win and one doesn't, that doesn't work either. So you know, I think when we get to announcing the rates and the actual structure of the product here in a couple of minutes, that everybody on the call will understand that it really is a win-win-win. You know, I guess next, if you would just tell everyone on the call, you know, what the team did to accomplish those top three priorities and objectives.
Yeah, let me just break it down a little bit more for everybody. Again, the name of the product is the Ambit Secure Savings Plan, and it's a fixed-term plan, first and foremost. It's not a tiered plan, which applies different rates to different segments of a customer's usage, which can be confusing. What the Ambit Secure Savings Plan does is it automatically reduces the energy charge for all of your usage once you go above that 1,000 kilowatt hours so that you can save more. You know, the charges are calculated for each billing period and determined by total usage for that monthly period. But it's a really simple, straightforward plan, and we're putting together a lot of materials to sort of help educate, you know, the team and the consultants, you know, on the structure itself.
Yeah, that's great. And on that note, there'll be an email that'll go out on Monday, but we're going to do a Zoom training call, myself and Eric Johnstone, that is going to drill down on, you know, all the rates for all the different incumbent providers, you know, the talking points of, you know, when you're signing up a customer on these new plans, and just really drill down on everything. So, you know, everybody look for their email that'll come out. We have a link to the Zoom meeting. So if you're in Texas or plan on marketing in Texas, or not, even encourage the consultants on this call that aren't from Texas to get on that Zoom call tomorrow night. It's going to be 8 Central. So let's break it down even a little bit more. Let's first talk about, you know, what's the benefit to the consumer? Because if we're going to have win-win-win, let's talk about first what's the benefit to the consumer, and then we'll talk about what the benefit is to the consultants. But let's start with the Ambit consumer.
Yeah, I would say there are three things that the Ambit consumer, the Ambit customer or prospect is going to get out of this plan. You know, first we talked about this long-term security. It's the security of a fixed rate plan over a long time frame, up to 3 years. Second, it's this protection from wholesale volatility. You know, we put security in the name of the product, secure savings. And you want security, you want to be protected, that safe harbor from wholesale volatility, particularly during the Texas summers. And then last is this price break when your customers need it. They'll see real savings because they'll automatically get this lower energy charge for all their usage when they use more. So I think when I think about the customer's perspective, it's that stability and security that's key for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about what's good in the plan for the consultants as well.
Well, I tell you, coming out of these focus groups, you know, Brian, and talking to a lot of the field leaders, listen, they want to lock in their customers for a long period of time. And this plan allows you to lock in customers for up to 3 years. What does that provide? It provides stable residual income, and we know that that's important. Longer-term customers are more likely to stay customers. You know, and last, I think the competitive pricing that gives the advantage to fixed pricing for, again, those three Texas summers that are coming up. So consistent with what the customer gets it, but more, I think the longevity of the relationship with the customer is important.
Yeah, and you know, what's great too from the consultant's perspective is you only have to deal with the renewal, and if you put them on the 3-year product, you only have to deal with the renewal 3 years down the road. So not only, you know, is it great up front, you lock them in for 3 years, but you can continue to build your business and not worry about your renewals for a really long period of time. And And, you know, the more we're showing the plan, the more we're signing up new consultants, teaching them how to gather customers, the bigger the business builds. So, you know, that renewal process being that interval for that renewal process being pushed out for 3 years is fantastic. Well, you know, I know a lot of people are sitting on the call and they're saying, okay, all right. Tell us what the rates are. And we don't have time to go through the rates of every incumbent, but I thought it would be good since the majority of the people on the call are in Encore and CenterPoint, go ahead and go through the rates for those two. And again, I want to encourage everybody, we'll go through all the rates for all the incumbents on the Zoom call tomorrow night. But why don't we start with Encore?
Yeah, so I'll simplify this as much as I can, but I think a lot of you are familiar with the terminology that I would use. But, you know, for a customer using 2,000 kilowatt hours who's on paperless billing and auto pay, the average cents per kilowatt hour for the Encore 36-month plan is 10.5 cents. And for the Encore 12-month plan, it's 10.9 cents. So very competitive pricing coming out with this plan, because we know that we want to try and drive momentum through the consultancy with this new plan in Texas. And then in CenterPoint, Brian, the average cents per kilowatt hour for that same 2,000 kilowatt hour customers on the 36 plan is 10.9. And then in CenterPoint for the 12-month plan, it's 11.9, you know, cents. So as you know, transmission and distribution charges are higher in CenterPoint. That results in a slightly higher price, but that's true of, you know, all the plans, you know, that are in market. So I'd say that we really wanted to put our best foot forward to get, you know, to a price point that is going to help our, you know, consultants sell in these markets. And we think that these are going to achieve that.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we'll get into all the specifics on tomorrow night's Zoom call, but the way the pricing will work, Scott, is there'll be a rate for both the 12-month and the 36-month and all the different incumbent markets. That will be one rate that'll be the rate up until 999 kilowatt hours, and then at 1,000, if they bill in a billing period over 1,000, then they'll get the 1,000 kilowatt rate. And I think it's important to point out that it's an unbundled product. And again, I don't want to get into the training call too much, but it's an unbundled product. So, you know, the pricing that you quoted on average was for a 2,000 kilowatt user. You know, if they go to 3,000, 4,000 or 5,000, that rate's going to actually be a little bit lower because the flat rate charges that the incumbent charges as well. So, you know, again, I want to reiterate with everybody on the call, this is not a tiered product. The difference would be if it were a tiered product, you'd pay the higher rate on your first 1,000 kilowatts, and then you would only get the lower rate on anything over 1,000 kilowatts. The second you hit 1,000, you enjoy the benefit of the lower rate. And again, to reemphasize what Scott said earlier, is that average consumer in the state of Texas is 1,200 kilowatt user. So this is basically, you know, at the 1,000 break, that allows us to sign up the vast majority, except for small apartment users, the vast majority of people on a product that's going to, you know, fall in the 10.5, 10.9 range, a little bit higher in CenterPoint. And that's extremely competitive. You know, Scott, what's your call to action as you see it with respect to the new plans and the rates?
Yeah, Brian, I think it's really simple. I think that just people need to get out there, take advantage of this product. You know, we've talked about, you know, a lot of this, you know, coming out of, you know, sort of simulcast and going, you know, the time is now, right? The time is to make the decision now. Get off the sidelines and into the game. This is a great tool to really jumpstart, you know, sort of the Texas, you know, market, particularly with this single family, you know, household. So we're incredibly excited about it. The team has put a tremendous amount of time and effort around training materials to help you in a way that you've never seen at a product launch. We're very good at sort of helping bring training materials to life and to put them into tools and methodologies that, you know, are easy to explain. So we think we've put our best foot forward, and we hope you will, you know, as well. You know, this past March, we launched, you know, hashtag Ambit Works Together, right, which is a suite of tools to help consultants continue to run their businesses, you know, digitally and virtually in the face of COVID. These are unprecedented, you know, times, but we were creative and innovative with that, you know, solution, as we are with this one. So I think you can start, gain the momentum with this product with those tools, and then we move back to, you know, selling in the more traditional fashion, which is, you know, face-to-face to friends and family. We'll already have momentum. We'll be driving into, you know, the market, you know, in the summertime when people's, you know, electricity usage will be on their minds. But, you know, let me ask you, Brian, I mean, same question. You know, how do you see, you know, this plan fitting into, you know, the bigger picture that we've talked about, you know, of Ambit and the consultants really working together?
Well, you know, it's what I've seen is I think in the, you know, I'll call it the old Ambit and the Jerry and Chris Ambit, you know, as things evolved over the last couple of years, I think there was more of a mentality of us in the field and them at corporate. And what I see is I really see this kind of as the foundation, the cornerstone to, you know, an us mentality, you know, where, you know, from my perspective, you know, obviously I can't share it, but, you know, I looked at, hey, you know, here are the margins that we were projected to make for Vistra to get a return of and on that, on the investment of buying Ambit. But we're willing to make the investment in new rates and the understanding that those new rates are going to move the field force back into action. And, you know, if your margin is cut in half, the only way that you make up the bottom line dollar that Vistra needs to, you know, continue to give us products and initiatives that are good for the health of the consultant base is to go double the number of customers we're bringing in. You know, if you're making half as much money, you bring in twice as many customers, the bottom line margin number that's needed to meet the projections that you guys have from a corporate perspective is to, you know, go put numbers up. So, you know, from my perspective, I look at it and I say, okay, this is a very, very good product. We've said from day one, and we never will have been and never will be the cheapest product in the marketplace. However, all we need is a competitive product. It's an extremely competitive product. When we get into all the details on Monday night's call, everybody on this call will agree with that. We've already shared, you know, glimpse at what that pricing looks like. But now it's our job, you know, as consultants and everybody on this call that's working the Texas market, is it's really kind of a decisioning time. You know, it's kind of a fork in the road. You know, we had rates that were not beneficial for both Ambit or the consultant base to go and market, with the exception of people that were marketing to, you know, price insensitive customers that were moving into apartments and that sort of thing. But we haven't had rates that are competitive like this since, you know, before the acquisition, and then you guys going through your methodologies, taking your time, making sure that we had the right product. You know, now we've got it. And so my challenge to everybody on the call tonight, all the consultants, is, you know, get on the Zoom call on Monday night. And my call to action on the Zoom call Monday night is it's decision time. You know, you're either in or out. You feel like you can go and market and rebuild. Or, you know, hey, you know, I really think that, you know, they're going to find that this product doesn't work and so on and so forth. I can tell you nothing could be further from the truth. This product will work. It will get momentum back out in the field. And for each individual consultant that's working the Texas marketplace, you just have to decide whether you're going to participate. And in a lot of instances, that's a mental game. That's not really a decision about the product. You know, this product will work, period, end of paragraph. The real question is as a consultant, will you go back to work? And you know, in the past, you know, with a product that was, that was, you know, quite honestly, just not a product that in the state of Texas you could go renew customers on, much less go get new customers on, unless you were in that insensitive price point marketplace where people weren't really shopping rates. They just needed to get moved into their apartment and they signed up and off they went. But, you know, now the decision is not to push the pause button until Ambit gives you a rate to go market. Now the decision is, are you going to move back into action? You know, and you know, a lot of consultants on this phone are going to go tear it up. A lot of consultants are going to sit there and, for whatever reason, Scott, they're going to just continue to push the pause button. You know, it's going to be a issue of the virus or the this or the that, all the different things that are going on in their life. And then there are yet other people that are going to make the decision, hey, you know, this just isn't for me. And for those consultants, you know, and guys, we've come to crossroads before in the past. And, you know, I've been brutally honest with you. You know, you have a goal in Ambit Energy to get from where you are today to where you want to be in the future. Call it point A, where you are financially, point B, where I want to be in the future. And everybody on this call has chosen Ambit Energy to be that vehicle to get from point A to point B. That vehicle is now finely tuned. It is a Lamborghini in the state of Texas, and you got to get in it. You got to turn the key on. You've got to start the engine. You've got to pull the lever to put it into drive, and you've got to push the accelerator. In other words, you're going to have to make a decision. Am I going to go do what I got to do to go build my business? You know, everybody on this call owns and operates their own sales and marketing company. You've chosen Ambit Energy to drive revenue to that company. And we only do two things that we get paid for. We get paid to acquire customers, and we get paid to teach other people and get other people to acquire customers. Nobody gets paid in Ambit Energy without the acquisition of customers. And Vistra Ambit does not make one dime without the acquisition of customers. So, you know, now it's time for us, as far as I'm concerned, Scott, you've cut your margins, and hats off to you. When this was introduced to me on the Zoom call last Wednesday, you know, I acknowledge you, the team, all the rate people, everybody that was on that call. Hey, you've given us what we need. You know, now it's our job to go prove to you that investment of lower margins is going to be repaid by higher customer account acquisition. And like I said, it's, you know, this isn't, we're going to bring in a lot of customers because a lot of us are ready to do renewals that we have. We're going to bring a lot of customers initially, but it's about long-term growth. And the way long-term growth happens is we're going to do an educational process to the existing consultant base. We're going to do that Monday. It's very, very simple. People that don't get on that call will get it, because that was one of the key priorities that was identified, to keep it simple and to give security for everybody. So people aren't going to have to take a whole lot of time to analyze this. The bottom line is you just got to decide whether you're going to go out there and start to build the business. You know, there's an incredible amount of money to be made. And, you know, the question is, you just got to make the decision as to whether you want to go back out there and make it for you and your family. You know, I know that there are a lot of people, a lot of leaders on this call that are going to be jumping through hoops. All the Zoom calls are going to be going on, the this and that. This is what we needed as far as a product was concerned, to be able to move back into action in the Texas market. So that's kind of how I see it, Scott. You know, at this point, you know, quite honestly, it's incumbent on the consultants to go and produce. And, you know, if I'm sitting in your seat, the head of retail at Vistra, you know, you're sitting back and saying, okay, you know, we've given you a product to work with. We've got to go produce the numbers. And at the end of the day, you know, judge me on what I do, not what I say I'm going to do. People that have seen me train, you know, all over this country multiple times, you know, it's, you know, doubt will take you out of action, and action will take you out of doubt, you know. And so whatever doubt was there, you just got to move into action to remove that doubt. But, you know, Scott, before I let you go, I do, you know, we've talked about Texas. We've communicated this call as a call about the Texas rates and everything. But, you know, we've got people from all over the country in the Northeast markets and the Midwest markets that are on the call. And also, I've been on the inside, and I know the priorities that were set up was, hey, we've got to straighten out Texas because it's kind of dead in the water. That's done. And for those of you that are on the call, we had communicated that the rates would be live on Tuesday. Just plan on first thing Wednesday morning. They very well may be live later in the evening time on Tuesday, but they will be up and running on Wednesday morning for sure. But, you know, got people from all over the country on the call. And if I'm, you know, sitting up and I'm JM up in New York, or, you know, I'm Sherelle in Chicago, or Robert in Chicago, or any other great leaders that we have in our business, they're saying, what's in it for me? So, you know, no announcements, we all understand that, but to whatever extent you're comfortable with, if you could just take a few minutes to talk about the initiatives and some of the things that are going on with regard to fall off rate and other things in those markets, which we've identified as, you know, extremely important.
Yeah, sure, Brian, that's not a problem. You know, and I do, I appreciate everyone being on the call, not only from the Texas markets, but, you know, in the Midwest and the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic all the way up through Maine, just a great stronghold, you know, in those markets as a consultant base. You know, I talked a little bit about this at Simulcast. You know, the Midwest Northeast markets, they're really challenged right now, primarily due to the regulatory pressures that we see in those markets and the way that those markets, you know, are structured. They have almost taken a step back from where they were even 2 or 3 years ago. But I will tell you, we are committed to those markets. Our governmental affairs team, which is, again, a set of resources that Ambit never had, as well as Vista leadership at a number of levels. And I personally and Jim continue to be active, you know, in leading the charge to lobby for, you know, changes and improvements that are going to make those markets, you know, more competitive. So we did want to try and tackle, you know, Texas, get some momentum there first, but we are, you know, thinking about constantly the Midwest and the Northeast markets. You know, what I will say is, you know, if we can get them to function, you know, as a truly deregulated market, what that will enable us to do, again, is to offer, you know, more innovative products and then to manage the customer pricing experience, whether that be the acquisition pricing, whether that be renewal pricing, or what is the rollover pricing after someone comes off, you know, a renewal. We need to get more tools in the tool chest through the regulators in those markets to enable us to bring innovation to those markets. But, you know, what I will say, Brian, you know, we've heard the feedback, you know, from the consultants in these markets. We've listened there. I was up in Simulcast, you know, in Connecticut and got a great feel for what was going on there and the challenges that the consultants have. So it is also, you know, top of mind. What I can say is, listen, we're in this together. As Brian talked about, you know, this is not us, them. They are not hearing us. This is we. We are in this together, and there are multiple teams that are working tirelessly to effectuate the changes we need, you know, in those regulatory markets. So, again, as Brian said, I don't have any announcement, you know, right now with respect to the Midwest Northeast, but we continue to study it, and we're going to try and drive, you know, change there as well.
Yeah, and, you know, from my perspective and having set the priorities of, you know, things that needed, you know, positive impact for the Ambit consultants, you know, I can tell everybody on this call that, you know, Vistra and Ambit are totally committed to those markets, one, first and foremost. And then secondly, you know, the from our perspective, as a consultant's perspective, you're in the, let's fix the roll-off rates. And it's not that simple. I've asked Daryl Starkweather to be on this call next Sunday. He's confirmed that he'll be on the call. We're going to drill down on the Northeast markets and some of the challenges there in a little bit more detail on next Sunday's call. So if you're from those markets, or even if you're from Texas, I would highly encourage you to get on next Sunday's call as well. There's not going to, again, be an announcement. But, you know, I've learned a lot of things going inside where I say, oh, I didn't know that was the case. We need to talk to the consultants about this. And, you know, can we mention this to the consultants? And, yeah, we can mention that to the consultants. Oh, wow, I didn't know that was the case. You know, multiple things that have come up in these discussions that, you know, we're going to talk about on next week's call. And I think from next week's call, if you're somebody from the Northeast or the Midwest, you know, you're going to get a good feel for, you know, the commitment of Ambit Vistra to really get this, you know, identified. But it's not simple, and it's not easy, and it's not gonna be a next month fix. You know, it's a complicated situation, and each of those markets is totally different. You know, not only from a regulatory perspective, but from a competitive perspective. So, you know, that we've got to kind of sort through all that. But get on next Sunday's call. And we're going to drill down on that a little bit more. I'm excited for Daryl to join me next Sunday. We might also have some other special guests as well. You know, Scott, I can't thank you enough for hopping on tonight's call. You know, taking time out of your Easter Sunday to spend time with us and make these exciting announcements. And again, the commitment of the team, you know, just, you know, Sydney Seeger is just, you know, she's a powerhouse and unbelievable. And, you know, the Rate guys and Daryl and Eric, you know, they're getting on calls all the time, you know, just working endless hours of, you know, just shows their commitment and their love for the field. You know, everybody that at Vistra understands that we as consultants are making a commitment in a lot of cases, quitting our jobs. And this is what we now do to pay our families. And in the face of the coronavirus and all the dynamics that are changing in our country at this time, you know, I see it as this. And, you know, I don't know if you're taking notes, but this is what I'm going to talk about next Sunday, guys, is, you know, in the middle of breakdown, you know, the breakdown of how we go to the grocery store and a breakdown of how we worshiped on Easter Sunday, a breakdown on, you know, everything in our side, you know, our society and the way of life that we have lived and been used to living, you know, in the midst of breakdown becomes the opportunity for breakthrough, you know, so you start to think about, you know, everything's broken down. All these people have lost jobs, and a lot of people on this call have lost their jobs. And I pray for you every single day. You know, there's just a lot of breakdown that's going on in our country, and there's been some breakdown, quite honestly, that's occurred inside of Ambit and Vistra. You know, but in the midst of breakdown, in the midst of the despair and the depression and the worry and the concern and all the things that happened in breakdown, what always happens is breakthrough. And so I'm going to use that as the theme for next week's call as well. I'm going to talk about breakdown and how you as a consultant who's chosen Ambit Energy and as a vehicle to bring revenue, additional revenue, in some cases, a full-time revenue to you and your family, you know, how do you achieve breakthrough in the midst of breakdown? So again, Scott, appreciate you getting on the call, and I want to bring on, you know, two of the best leaders I've ever had the opportunity to march into battle with, you know, both been in the business from day one. And the first person that I want to bring on to the call was literally the very first consultant that Ambit Energy ever had, you know, when this whole thing went down, and he was just in the right place at the right time, and asked a couple of questions to Jerry Thompson about, you know, what was next for him, because he was involved with him in the other space that Jerry was in at the time. And he said, well, you know, getting into energy and the deregulation of energy and Frank stepped up and said, I want to learn more about that. And as a result of that, became the first consultant. But, you know, it's one thing to become the first consultant, but it's the next thing to, you know, achieve the rank of national consultant, built a massive organization with a lot of great leaders in it and everything. And Frank, I want to bring you on and just ask you, you know, your read on the whole situation, you know, what's going on in Ambit and what you see and so on and so forth. So, Frankie, on the call.
Brian, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can hear you perfect. Yeah. Well, go ahead, you know, just give us your thoughts and of everything you've heard tonight and what you see going on moving forward.
Fantastic. First and foremost, thank you for having me on, and it's always great to hear from Scott, and I want to wish everybody a happy Passover and happy Easter. And You know, for me, you know, as you mentioned, Brian, being the first consultant, I couldn't be more excited about this. And hearing from, you know, Scott tonight just really made me rethink about when we first started this business. You know, we've had our trials and tribulations like every company that goes through it. But, you know, as I was sitting back and reflecting on, you know, kind of the 13 and a half years, almost 14 years, you know, you kind of look through those moments where you say, hey, this was a changing point. This was a pivotal point. I know you and I have talked about, you know, 2008 and, you know, something that you went through that we all went through in 2008 and, you know, some of the other things that have gone on in the past. And, you know, from my vantage point, you know, this is exactly what we needed to hear. This is what we should hear. And I think it's, you know, and you'll love this, Brian, because I was watching something earlier and Wynton Marsalis, you know, famous jazz player from Louisiana, he said, let's see if we are who we say we are. And I think that's one of the key attributes, you know, that we need to understand. You know, you talk about getting off the sidelines, and my viewpoint is that, you know, let's see who we are. We say we are. We say we're in, you know, I'm all in. A lot of people posted that hashtag. And now the time is to, you know, where the rubber meets the road, and the time is for individuals to step up. You know, listening to what Scott had said, and I don't want to reiterate everything he said, but I just want to say a couple of things that really just resonated with me was, A, strong financial resources. I mean, that is huge from my vantage point. And then deliberate. I think that's a word that people need to understand is, you know, some companies that run into trouble, you know, they're not deliberate and they just make decisions kind of off the cuff. And when you have tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people whose livelihood is responsible, they're responsible for, you know, you want to be in, you basically want to be partnered with somebody like that. And I loved what he said about us, that we are in this together. I mean, that is really exciting. You know, one of the interesting words that he used, and I kind of chuckled when he said it, was the governmental team. You know, never hearing that before. And now, you know, we are so structured enough that we have the capability and they have the wherewithal to have a governmental team to be able to go to the different states and to the different public utilities and basically on our behalf lobby for us and trying to make it so that we can go out there and be competitive and build a business. I mean, I don't think you could ask for anything more. And so what I would say is, you know, this brings me back to a speech I did Ambition or Simulcast, and it was back to the block and tackle. You know, as you mentioned, you know, we do two simple things. We gather a handful of customers, and then we help others do the same. That's exactly what we need to do. We need to block and tackle. That's all we have to focus on. So, you know, the most important thing is as you said, hashtag all in. I'm all in. I'm excited about what Scott has given to us tonight. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's training on Zoom. I love the fact that we got a win-win-win for the customers, the consultants, and the company. And now more than ever, now more than ever, excuses are bygones. They should never come out of your mouth. And we need to do what Wynton Marsalis said, and let's see if we are who we say we are. And so I'm super excited and appreciate the opportunity to get to share with folks tonight. You know, it's time to roll up our sleeves and get to work.
Amen, brother. I couldn't agree more. You know, it's all about making that decision for you and your business. And then, you know, the bottom line is, the beauty of it is with the COVID-19 thing and everything that's been going on is, you know, people have been slow. So, you know, the good news is you don't have a whole lot of people that have to support. Because they're already all in, they're on this call, they're going to be on the Zoom call. You know, the call to action for everybody on this call, I think you would agree, Frank, is, you know, go put somebody new in the business, you know, start a new organization, frontline to you, regardless of who you are, where you are in the business, you know, start getting some new people involved in the business and, you know, start building a new team. And from that, because that team's going to be built methodology that's not eyeball to eyeball, you know, I think one of the dynamics, and I'll talk a little bit about this more next week, is you're going to see teams grow faster than they've ever grown in Ambit Energy, just because people are going to be forced to use videos, use Zooms, and so on and so forth, and they're not going to be wasting time driving across town for people that don't show up and all those sorts of things. So I agree with you. You know, let's go prove who we are and what we're capable of. And so appreciate you getting on the call, Frank. And that brings me to our next speaker. And And this guy was, you know, I'll never forget sitting in the boardroom at Ambit Corporate in the very, very, very early days. And this guy walked in with Eddie Routon, and they had driven up from Houston and Steve Thompson's organization. And we didn't have a PowerPoint. We didn't have anything. So I was drawing circles on the whiteboard in the conference room and showing Chris Atkinson the business. And Chris, you know, Debbie have grown to be nationals, won all the awards. And I wanted to bring you on tonight so that you could kind of give your input and what you see for moving forward with Ambit Energy.
Man, Brian, thank you so much. And I got to tell you, brother, you drew perfect circles 13 and a half years ago. And you know, I tell this story a lot. You weren't really nice because you made a comment when I told you I'd love to join, but I don't have any money. You made the comment to me right there. And we had just met. We had one phone call the day before, and now we met on that given day. And the comment you said to me was, I'm going to give you 24 hours to borrow the money. And if you do that, I'll work with you and help you. And you'll probably make a fortune. But if you can't, then don't bother to call because you won't be worth my time. And Brian, I am so glad that you said that. I really am, because it put a different mindset to me right from the beginning. And then when I would call Steve every day and he would just tell me to go out tomorrow and sponsor more people, it kept this mindset change going on within me that I think has played a big part to lead us to where Debbie and I are today. And, you know, Brian, people had asked me, you know, why is he doing the call on Easter Sunday? And it makes sense to me. Because now, after hearing this and having messages come into my phone from a multitude of people telling me that if their calculations are correct, this is about a 20% drop in price over our current Texas rates. The reason I believe you did this call on Easter is to prove to all of us that it's time to rise up. And what I want to tell the people is, for those of you that have, you know, been out there and just hanging on, this is that moment. This is what you've been hanging on for. So I have to ask you, what are you going to do? I mean, I could give you some suggestions, but I think you've heard some of that already. You got to get off the fence. You got to make the list, start to make more invitations, and grow your business. You just heard Brian say it. Some of us are going to have the best growth we've ever had. I got chill bumps when I've had that because I've been thinking about all the growth. And now to have the ability to have some of the best growth ever, game changer, life changer all over again. To me, this is that paradigm shift moment in time. I remember after the very first ambition, which was October of 2007, on that Sunday morning, we got up, thought we were coming home, but instead we were invited to my sponsor's house for a get-together of about 40 people. And when I got there, this one gentleman just pulled me aside. He had been a big networker in another company before, so I loved his experience. And he sat there and talked to me for 2 hours, and nobody else ever came over and interrupted us. They didn't know what we were talking about, but they left us alone. And he explained to me what a paradigm shift is and said he thinks that I just begun to have one. And I think that's what this is, because a paradigm shift is where we all change our thinking. And Scott Hudson just allowed us all the opportunity to change our thinking because of some words he said, and Frank talked about them. He said we. He didn't say Vistra, Ambit, consultants. He said W-E, we are in this together. I've never heard that in 14 years. He said this is a combined effort of all of us working together to take this to the next level. I can't tell you what a relaxing feeling that just gave me to hear it coming right from Scott's mouth, that we're all in this together. We do our part, you do your part, we all rise. And he said it. He said, we are going to make sure that the Ambit brand, that's you and me, that the Ambit brand has all the tools necessary in their backpack to go see success. Folks, I hope you go back and listen to this recording so you can hear his words again. the domino effect, I think, is what's going to be amazing. Because I imagine there's some people on here, well, I mean, great, they talked about rates in Texas, but I live in Rhode Island. Yeah, I want you to watch and see how that affects your business, because it's going to be magnificent. Because, you see, what truly happens is that action breeds excitement, and the combination of action and excitement is what creates results. So when I start to see people exploding their business in Texas, that's going to have a mental effect on people from California to Maine and everywhere in between. Because if you're going to want to hang with the big boys and the big girls, you got to go do what they do. And the big boys and big girls are about to grow. And they're going to be unstoppable. And they're going to be willing to bring more and more people with them than they've ever brought before. So get on this with us. Let's all ride to the top together. Not saying we're going to be there tomorrow, but we might as well start tonight so that we can arrive a lot sooner than we ever had planned. And I believe that this is just the beginning of things that Scott and his team are going to be able to put together with Brian's influence, Brian's, you know, ability to have great conversations with them. I think we're just seeing the beginning of something special. And again, for all of us who have been hanging on, I think we've arrived at the moment in time that we've all been praying for. Brian, thank you for the invitation tonight, my friend.
You bet, and I couldn't agree with you more. It's a paradigm shift. You know, you look back in history, look at every company, and I've said this on previous calls, I always use the example of Dell Computer because I live here in Austin, and Dell is, you know, such a big player in Austin, but, you know, they're just, you know, growth that just went through the roof as, you know, they were a desktop company, and then laptops came along, and they just went through the roof, and as they realized that, you know, there was a shift, just like Jerry and Chris realized, hey, this deregulated retail energy market is not what it used to be. You know, as they realized it was a shift, they took themselves from being public, they moved into the services arena. Yes, they still make desktops, and yes, they still make laptops, but, you know, they moved into the services area, and you know, their business is just exploding again. So times change, and there's certain moments in the decisioning of any company. And from Vistra's perspective, you've got the largest retailer of energy in the United States of America, which is the largest market in the world. You've got $1 billion-plus company whose 75% of their revenue comes from the generation of electricity. You've got a company that is cash rich and extremely stable financially, that now is positioned as this paradigm shift has occurred in the energy markets that thank God Jerry and Chris recognized, because I want everybody on this call tonight to think about this. What would have happened if Jerry and Chris would owned Ambit Energy and this virus thing hit, and all of a sudden a decent percentage of customers could no longer pay their bill? You know, could we have survived it? I don't have the answer. We'll never know the answer. But I can tell you this, I'd been nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof as to whether what I worked for, you know, close to 15 years now was going to disappear. You know, would there be a wholesale sale off of the customers and the network go away? We'd probably still get paid on our existing customers, but the opportunity to change lives and for us to be able to change our lives could have gone away. And I can tell you, there's no more secure feeling than putting my head on the pillow at night saying, not only is that never going to happen, you know, because of some market changes and so on and so forth, not because Jerry and Chris would have ever done that, you know, to ingratiate themselves. They put us into safe harbor, the best, company that they could have put us with in Vistra. And I can tell you that we don't have to worry about that. The market's changing. The energy markets have changed. Again, go back and listen to the speeches at Ambition to understand that better. But also our world is going to change. You know, the day of doing hotel meetings and the way that we built the meetings within homes and so on and so forth, folks, for the foreseeable future, that's out. That's not going to happen. We're going to talk about this on next week's call. You know, again, we're going to talk about, you know, how do you create breakthrough in the midst of breakdown. And Daryl's going to talk about those Northeast markets and how do you create breakthrough there in the midst of breakdown, because not only is there going to be a paradigm shift for us in Texas that are marketing in Texas, but as you mentioned, Chris, the, you know, the consultant that's in Rhode Island or New York or Ohio or Indiana or Illinois or Maine or any of the other markets up there, you know, your ability to go build the business exists today. You know, you have to take yourself out of breakdown and put yourself into breakthrough. And if you can do that, if you can understand that, yes, there's a paradigm shift occurring. Yes, there's regulatory movement in the Northeast. And, you know, I can sit back and watch it happen, or I can engage and move into action and make it happen. You know, and again, we're gonna really focus on the Northeast. So if you're a Texas consultant on the call today, I highly encourage you, even if you don't have anybody in your ambit business in the Northeast, you're gonna want to capitalize on the momentum and the growth and the explosion that's gonna happen in the Northeast and the Midwest markets and the Mid-Atlantic markets, and all you guys that you know, that were on the call from those markets have now heard about Texas. And again, I'm going to encourage everybody, if you're a consultant in Ambit Energy, even though the Zoom call is going to be training on the Texas product, you never know what's happening next month. You put somebody new in your business in Maine, and all of a sudden they put somebody new in the business in New York or New Jersey, and then all of a sudden that person's, you know, right-hand person, best buddy, roommate in the Navy or the Air Force from 15 years ago lives in Dallas. They get excited. They just lost their job. They're worried about their job. They get involved in Ambit Energy. You better understand the Texas market, because what's going to happen is it's going to be like a wildfire. You know, it's going to start. The flames in Texas are just going to spread like a wildfire throughout the United States. And believe me, I haven't forgotten about California either. It's going to happen there too, you know, and it's going to be a raging wildfire, and it's going to be incredible, because after a wildfire, what happens is the forest has regenerated itself, and we've regenerated Texas with these rates tonight. We're regenerating the Northeast and the Midwest. I can assure you that Vistra is working on it and has been working on it previous to the acquisition of Ambit. Ambit's got a huge path in those plans, and the time is now. You know, you can think about it and watch it happen, or you can move into action and make it happen for you and your family. I can't express enough my thankfulness for people, you know, understanding why this call had to happen on Easter. In previous years, we have not done a call on Easter or Christmas, but, you know, I've always viewed this kind of as a ministry, a financial stewardship ministry, you know, an improvement in life for everybody that decides to embrace it, and not just decides to embrace it, in other words, join Ambit Energy, but moves into action. And I know a lot of people have waited a long time to hear this news. And, you know, you get on that Zoom call tomorrow night, you're in some of the South Texas markets, and you see what similar reduction in rates can do for you guys as well. You know, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's kind of like this, and I'll just, you know, I'm overly blunt sometimes and very frank. If you don't see something in this, and you don't see this, if you sit back and go, yeah, but I wish it would have been this, or yeah, Bush, I would have been that. Let me tell you, be very, very clear. It's not going to be that. It's going to be this. So you're going to have to make the decision. Am I good to go, or I'm not good to go? Because a lot of you have been sitting back for months using the rate as an excuse, and it's been legitimate. You know, I'll give it to you, but there's no more excuse. You know, that those days are over. You can use another excuse. You can use the virus, or you can use this, or you can use that, or, you know, whatever it is. But the bottom line is decision time. You know, and I would encourage everybody, as a call to action, two things. Get on the Zoom call tomorrow night. There'll be an email that'll go out at some point tomorrow that'll give you the link to, we've got 2,000 ports going into that Zoom call. And I'm sure the A-team and 526 and some of the other people that are using Zoom will patch into it as well, if that's possible. I'm new to the technology myself. So number one, get on the Zoom call. And number two, take time, because we all have a little bit more time on our hands. Take time to reflect. You know, what is it I'm going to do? Am I going to go back to the fundamentals? Am I going to pull out a written list? Am I going to start to smile and dial, get people on the Zoom calls and start to, you know, go through the steps of our system? And if that's you, what I'm telling you is I'm locked arms. Hey, look, guys, you know, they pay me a lot of money. You know, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. You know, I would not be back putting in the time and energy and the effort. I've worked every bit as hard the last couple of weeks as I did in the heyday when I was blowing and going and getting up at 5 a.m. and laying my head on the pillow at 1 or 2 o'clock at night, week after week, month after month. I'm back in it, you know, and what I can tell you is that the only reason I'm back in it is because I see an opportunity like no other. I want to help the people finish achieving the goals that they want to achieve because you helped me achieve my goals. But I'm just like everybody else on this call. I want to make more money, you know, and I can tell you those days are back. I believe, and I'm going to make a bold statement here. I believe that if everybody gets on board and we all pull in the same direction and we're not, oh, when are they going to do this? Or when are they going to do that? I believe that you're going to see a momentum run in Ambit Energy that has never, ever occurred before in Ambit Energy. And there have been some serious momentum runs. We've had a momentum run. Things have happened. The momentum run lays down. We go through the challenges. We hit a momentum run again. So this is nothing new. But I'll predict that if people will get up and pick it back up, get back up on the horse and charge forward, that this momentum run will by far exceed any future momentum run just because of all the moons are aligned and because we've got the strength of Vistra, the largest retailer in the company in the country, you know, a $1 billion plus generator of electricity as long as retail, and their focus, guys, on building the retail side of the business. We heard from Scott Hudson, president of Vistra Retail, runs all of retail. Their growth that they look for in Vistra, which is important for a public company, is to be on the retail side of their business. They'll continue to build the generation side, but that's more the legacy side of their business. And within the multiple brands that Vistra has, they're looking for the majority of the growth to come from our brand, from Ambit Energy. So, you know, all I can say is I'm back in it. You know, I'm working harder than I did in the beginning. Actually, I at least the last couple of weeks I have. And what I'll tell you is I don't plan on quitting. I plan on putting my head down, leading the charge, and getting a lot of input from a lot of people. And let's get this job done. There's no better time to get involved with this company or re-involved, gear it back up, get the thing done. And a lot of that is the dynamics that I'll talk about on the call next week is, you know, how do I create a breakthrough in the midst of breakdown? This is big, folks. Get on that call. We're going to talk about the Northeast, and then I'm going to talk about creating breakthrough in the face of breakdown. With that, Bear, I really, really appreciate everybody getting on the call on the holiest day of the Christian faith, Easter. And Bear, if you'd open back up and let everybody thank Scott Hudson for hopping on the call with us tonight.